Lord, my soul, and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, and crowns you with love and compassion. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. As a father has compassion on his children, the Lord has pity on those who fear him, for he knows whereof we are made. He remembers we are but dust. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into
morning, children of the Most High God. Welcome to our virtual fellowship this morning as we give praise to our generous God and worship Him in truth and in spirit. Let us be still for a few moments as we come before the Lord. We come together today as the people of God, called to be friends of Christ, living in unity and acting with compassion.
We are here together. We are here with God.
God is still engaged in a process of creation and is revealed through the world around us.
Open our eyes and help us to see.
God continues to speak through other people and through the living and incarnate Word.
Open our ears. And help us to hear.
God sets the Holy Spirit within us so that our inmost beings dances to the rhythm of heaven.
Open our hearts and help us to love.
Creator God, inspire us to reshape the world according to the pattern revealed by your love. Incarnate Word, be with us as we follow you and teach us what it means to be your body. Living Spirit, dwell more deeply in our hearts and help us to live together as the people of God.
Help us to hear. Help us to understand. Help us to respond. Amen.
Kingdom is upon you. The voice of Jesus Christ, fulfilling with its message the wisdom of the wise. It lightens with fresh insight the striving human mind, creating new dimensions of faith for all to find. God's kingdom is upon you. The message sounds today. It summons every pilgrim to take the questing way. With eyes intent on Jesus, a leader and a friend, who trod faith's road before us and trod it to the end.
Let us pray. Lord, you have called us to the privilege of service, but we have failed to serve. You have given us the blessing of peace, but we have chosen discord. You have loved as a shepherd tends his sheep, but we have strayed from your way. Forgive us. And show us the path of obedience and faithfulness that your Son trod, for we ask in his name. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, your name is veiled in mystery, yet we dare to call you Father. Your Son was begotten before all ages, yet is born among us in time. Your Holy Spirit fills the whole creation. It is poured forth now into our hearts. Because you have made us and loved us and called us by name, draw us more deeply into your divine life, that we may glorify you rightly through your Son, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen.
The reading this morning is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Peace and hope. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person. Though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Come with me, come wander, come welcome the world, where strangers might smile, or where stones may be hurled. Come leave what you cling to, lay down what you clutch, and find with hands empty that hearts can hold much. Sing hey for the carpenter, leaving his tools. Sing hey for the Pharisees, leaving their rules. Sing hey for the fishermen, leaving their nets. Say hey for the people who leave their regrets. Come walk in my company, come sleep by my side. Come savour a lifestyle with nothing to hide. Come sit at my table and eat with my friends, discovering that love which the world never ends. Sing hey for the carpenter, leaving his tools. Sing hey for the Pharisees, leaving their rules. Sing hey for the fishermen, leaving their nets. Sing hey for the people who leave their regrets. Come share in my laughter, come close to my fears. Come find yourself washed with the kiss of my tears. Come stand close at hand while I suffer and die, and find in 3 days how I never will lie. Sing hey for the carpenter, leaving his tools. Sing hey for the Pharisees, leaving their rules. Sing hey for the fishermen, leaving their nets. Sing hey for the people who leave their regrets. Thank you. come share out your treasure. Come give and receive without measure or method. Come lose every bond that's resisting the Spirit, enabling the earth to be yours to inherit. Sing hey for the carpenter leaving his tools. Sing hey for the Pharisees leaving their rules. Sing hey for the fishermen leaving their nets. Sing hey for the people who leave their regrets. Sing hey for the people who leave their regrets.
The Gospel reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, reading from verse 35. The workers are few. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our light.